thousands of Americans have protested the Trump presidency, but the election's not completely over. There are still 538 electors in the Electoral College who will cast their votes on December 19th. And three Democratic Washington state electors are trying to change the outcome of that vote by convincing Republican electors not to vote for Trump. One of them is Brett Schifalo.
Constitutionally, pretty much all constitutional scholars and lawyers agree that electors are free agents. They were designed to be able to vote for whoever they thought was best. It's an undemocratic system, but it's the one that exists under the Constitution. Now, if no candidate gets above 269, the election goes to the House of Representatives. And the House of Representatives will choose between the top three options for electoral vote getters. So we would hope that Republican electors, hopefully we can help connect them, can talk behind the scenes and privately and decide on someone to go with. You know, in our theory, it would be Hillary, Trump, and Mitt Romney. This is a long shot. This is a Hail Mary. But myself and the other two electors feel like we're in a position where it is a moral imperative to do this. When you look at what Alexander Hamilton said about the Electoral College in the Federalist Papers 68, I think it makes it clear that the system was at least in part designed for exactly this situation.
Okay, so you're trying to get Republican pledged electors to not go for Trump and to go for a Republican who you might find acceptable?
Well, I would say that it would be a Republican that the country would not be divided under. It's not about me. It's not about the other two electors. It's about the division we've seen in this country already. And from having talked to many Democratic and moderate Republican people in the last 3 or 4 days, almost across the board, none of them think the problems that would exist under the presidency of someone like Mitt Romney.
Some electors signed a document that says they'll vote according to the popular vote in their area. Why should you be an elector if you don't follow through on that promise?
And I signed one of those pledges. Absolutely. And further research after signing that pledge and understanding the Constitution more, it became very clear to me that the Constitution, the highest law of our land, makes it clear that electors are free agents. So for me, when it comes
to— How can you be a free agent if you signed a document saying what you were going to do?
I have not made a choice, finally, to vote for Hillary Clinton or someone else. So I haven't made a final decision because it is a very serious decision I have to make. But I do believe that it's every elector's right under the Constitution to do that, regardless of a political promise to a political party.
But it's not just about you and what you walked into, right? An elector is representing the votes of many thousands of people. Isn't that the definition of disenfranchising those voters?
Well, I would say the Constitution does that. And the fact that we've accepted the Electoral College for so long has caused that system to exist. I made one platform promise to the people who voted for me for elector. And I said I would come out against the Electoral College as strongly as I could. And one of the ways that I see doing that is by casting a non-tie-breaking faithless vote.
Based on the conversations you've been having with Republican electors and the studying you've done, how likely is it that Donald Trump is going to lose 37 electoral votes and this gets thrown to the House of Representatives?
Unlikely.
How unlikely?
I mean, I'm not going to assign a percentage to it, but it's a Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
If we've said that from minute one of doing this. But the people involved, including me, believe it's a moral imperative to at least try. Because we believe we couldn't sleep at night if we didn't try to do something about Donald Trump being president. Something legal, something moral, something ethical, something under the Constitution. I'll tell you, when this started for me was on the night of the election, a fellow elector, an amazing Muslim woman, posted something on Facebook talking about how all her friends who are people of color and other Muslims needed to change the way they had to live on the streets in an area like Western Washington, how they needed to double up and triple up, wear hoodies over their hijab. And that's not a country I believe we should have. And that's a country I don't necessarily want to live in, where people have to change their lives out of fear because of the color of their skin or their choice of religion.
Most people listening are not electors, as you are, but they're listening. What are you asking people listening to you now to help you do?
So what I would ask them to do is go to Facebook and check out the Moral Electors page. We're also on Twitter under the same name, trying to get the information out. And if anyone out there happens to be personal friends or family of a Republican elector and they're concerned about a Donald Trump presidency, have a polite and responsible conversation with them. And, you know, educate yourself about the Electoral College. You know, I mean, that's the other thing that from day one of being elected as an elector, my main goal was to get out the message about the Electoral College, how it is a completely undemocratic system. There's no democracy built into it. And also to do what I could to come out against it.
Brett Schifalo is a Washington State elector, a Democrat from Everett, and he's trying to get Republican electors from around America to vote for somebody besides Donald Trump. He says the one thing he doesn't want people to do is harass Republican electors. If you know one of those people, Schifalo would like you to start a conversation with them. By the way, he's already got at least one answer. Idaho's Secretary of State says, leave our electors alone.